This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio.
Last year, the Supreme Court handed down a ruling prohibiting discrimination against LGBTQ people. About 1 million workers in the U.S. identify with the T part of that acronym, and more than 3/4 of transgender workers report taking steps to avoid discrimination at work. I'm joined now by Nylee Grant, a trans and queer advocate, to talk about her own experiences and what it means to create an inclusive workplace. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about what it was like for you at work while you were transitioning.
When I first started my transition back in 2006, 2007, management wasn't trained on how to handle a situation. They were trying to do my name change through the system, and then that was a whole ordeal within itself. And then people felt as though I should not have used the women's restroom. There were many nights where I came home frustrated, hurt, sad, not just knowing that a company doesn't support you, but because they don't have any of the tools to better themselves with handling something so delicate and vulnerable.
4 years ago, here at Marketplace, we confronted what it means to create an inclusive workplace for a trans journalist. My former colleague, Lewis Wallace, was fired from the company and went on to write a book detailing their experience. Nylee, how can workplaces become more welcoming to trans folks, both managers and regular employees?
The first visible thing you can do is, what is it branded on your website? And not saying that, oh, we're gender inclusive, but where is a flag somewhere on the website? Where can I see someone like me on the website? If you're sending me an email, where can I see that you're progressive and you know to put your pronouns in your signature? No, it's the little things that are the big misses for when I'm looking for a job and I do my research.
What advice would you give to individual managers who have trans workers on their teams?
A lot of people don't understand their anti-trans stigmas or their transphobias, their homophobias until it's brought to their face. So I challenge them to self-reflect and be open to learning. There is a lot of resources where people that are trans visible, where you can, you know, listen to their podcasts or their TED Talks. There's books about trans people and they're explaining their experience. So doing the work and meeting that person halfway.
You bring up something pretty important that I think a lot of underrepresented people in workplaces feel. You're talking about the burden that is often put on the marginalized person to do the work of educating everyone else. How do you strike that balance?
Well, so for me specifically, I do not feel as though it is a chore, but I do understand that my trans siblings are tired having to explain their experience when they're just simply trying to exist. So I'm trying to use my visibility and my voice as loud as possible so they don't have to.
Nylee Grant now works in commercial real estate in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.
I mentioned the book written by my former colleague, Lewis Wallace. It's called The View from Somewhere, Undoing the Myth of Journalistic Objectivity.